Nitzavim is a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and it's a bris in something very specific and very not clear what the Tosefes bris is, different inyanim, and how it's a Tosefes bris over the inyanim that are there before. But the Ruach of the Pesukim goes as follows. It says that Penyesh Bechem, you know, the Pesuk itself tells us the Teichon of the Krisis Bris. Penyesh Bechem Isha Isha Mishpocha Shevet Ashla Vovot Pena Yemim Hashem Olikeinu Lelech Sabah Salki Agoyim Ahim Penyesh Bechem Sherish Pei Rosh Hulano. That if, in case there's somebody in Klal Yisrael or something in Klal Yisrael that has in itself a nektiyah to do bad, some sherish that's going bad, that is what this bris is going on. The so keilu, the bris before, the krisis bris before are on the things that are open, and the krisis bris over here are on things that are hidden. It's hard to understand, you know, it's hard to understand that it means there are people that are secretly being over Avodah Zarah, and that's what we're concerned with. It's the mashmos of the pasuk sheirish peir reish velano is that there's something in the person himself almost past the place that he could possibly access to. A person might be lechura, a shalim, a yorin, a shalim, and there's something in him that's catching root, that's a weed, and it's going to destroy everything. So how do you make a krisis bris? If the things that are open means those things that are reachable to us, the things that are apparent, a person can work with, lechura, what, where is there a makom for krisis bris on things that are outside of a person's realm? The it's hard to say that it means that just a person has to dig deeper. The it's not, the bris is of a different quality. It's not just a hemshich of the first bris is mechayev a lot of avodas Hashem, and the second is mechayev an awful lot of avodas Hashem. There has to be some sort of nekuda of hevdel between the two, and that's going to be the teichon of this bris. The pasuk ends Hanistoros Hashem Elokeinu Vanignas Lanu Vanein Ad Olam. That's what the Bechtar Zayis also reinforces it, that lechura, it's something which is beyond us. And Rashi says Vim Teimru Mab Yedeinu Lasois Atamanish Esarav Malihura Yochid. So Hashem Elokeinu says, don't worry, you just do the outside things, and I'll take care of the inside things. Lechura, the purpose of the bris is to take care of the things that are inside, and it's hard to understand what, where we come in. In other words, what's our avoid over here? The Goyen says that when it says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Re'ei nasat v'nachayim v'sachayim v'satoy v'samov v'sasara, so lechur just repetitious, chayim and tov are the good things, mov v'sara are the bad things. Rashi says one is an expression of the other. The Goyen says it's too much. It's different madregas. Chayim is doing mitzvahs lishma, toiv is doing mitzvahs shalai lishma, maves is doing mitzvahs with a bad purpose, and ra is doing averis like fatayv or so on. So he finds with the psukim as a chayim is like it says oira chayim bimina leilo shema minim bod. Chazal say that if somebody does mitzvahs lishma, that's where he gets oira chayim, and mavis is the people who are doing averus lishma lehefer. What I'd like to understand is why this reflects itself in the distinction between chayim and toiv. In other words, if you're talking about when you say it out, you say lishma and shalei lishma, those are two opposites. Those are two things that we understand very clearly what the difference is. But chayim and tov are both positive inyanim. Like the Pashto Pshat, like Rashi says, one results in the other. Good things in life is haynu hach, one is a schar, one is the thing itself. But where do you draw, in other words, where's the distinction between chayim and tov? Both are positive qualities. One relates to maisim, one relates to living and dying. But that chayim and tov are two different dargas of toiv, and it's reflected in the etzem inyan of chayim. That is the description of Mahalchei Toiv Dar Alishma versus Chayim versus Toiv, Toiv Mahalchim of Toiv Dar Alishma. I want to try and understand where do we see it in the Pesukim. And according to the Goyen, it's a Maftech to understand all the places. The Torah always talks about there's a Chayim, there's a Mavis, there's a Toiv, there's a Ra. And the Goyen says we're talking about two separate Dargis. And we'd like to understand what is the this, where in the word Chayim lies the difference of Lishma and Shalo Lishma. There's a there's a perek in Tehillim in the Aleph that is the perek of Tshuva, and David HaMelech is when he did his Avera and so on, and those Psukim have become the Psukim that are reflective of Tshuva. And in general, and in Kippur, Seshir Shal Yoyim, and so on, and the Rabbeinu Yoina learns a lot from that parak. That's a parak of Tshuva and so on. One would expect, part of it is, there's an akuda there that repeats itself twice. It says, Ruach Kotshach Al Tikach Mimeni, that Dovid HaMelech is mispalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not take away his Ruach HaKodesh. And then he's mispalo shivali sason yeshecha. You should bring back to me the sas and the simcha, which is a return for ruach hakodesh. Sason yeshecha is understood as being bringing back in your ruach hakodesh. It's jarring on two ifanim. First of all, when we the psukei tehillim are meant to be said by every single person in Klal Yisrael. Tehillim is the sefer tefillos for everybody. The psukim of that perek have been woven into slichas. Slichas is made out of a lot of it. So when a person, when we get up and we say, "Al tashchein fanecha v'ruach kotchcha al tikach mimeni," so are we supposed to think, "Ribbono Shalom, please don't take my ruach hakodesh"? Where was the assumption we had ruach hakodesh first? I mean, what are we talking about? What are we talking about when we put those words into our mouth? And it's meant to be that way. Tehillim is meant to be the sefer tefillos of Klal Yisrael. And where's the tefillah ruach hakodesh? What are we talking about? Even in David HaMelech's mouth, it is also not so pashit. Let's take an example. Let's say somebody was working for somebody else, and the employer was very generous, and he gave a very nice salary, and he gave him a lot of perks that other people didn't have. He got a lot of benefits. It was very, very, extremely, excessively good to him. This person cheated, and one day the Baal Bayis discovers that he's been embezzling, and he fires him. So the person would plead. He'd plead, "Do me a favor, it was a terrible thing, just give me back my job, and you'll see that I'll do well." That's a bardas. It would be much less than a bardas if it would say, "Oh, please give me back the job with all those wonderful perks and excessive benefits that you've been bestowing on me." What are you talking about? There's a time, when you're talking about the core basics, then you stick to that. David HaMelech, it's described as a chet. This is a chet, this is a tshuva. It's malchut tshuva on a chet, whether technically it was not a chet, but in terms of malchut tshuva, it was the chet, that's the Elohim's tshuva. So the tshuva is that the person say, "Oh, you know, I know I did terrible averis, but I just can't let go of Ruach HaKodesh." That doesn't, the words don't stick. Not only mitzideinu that we don't seem to have Ruach HaKodesh ever, that we should say it, but even for David HaMelech, within the mahalach of a person's bakosha and tachnunim, for basics, that a person did something wrong, where is their bakosha to Ruach HaKodesh? The Sfasemis says over here, it says, "Anistoris Hashem Alekeinu v'anigdos lono v'neinat oylam." So the Sfasemis says that Nistoris and Niglois are talking about every single mitzvah. In other words, every single mitzvah has in itself Nister and Nigla. The Nister is Lashem Alekeinu, the Nigla is Lono V'neinu. Sfasemis Kedarki V'Kodesh is very Mekatze. That's basically what he says. And I think it's, in a sense, it's a big mafteach to the Inyan over here, that we're going to understanding the a key to understanding what the parasha is about. In other words, according to what he's saying, it's not the pshat Hanistos Hashem Akenik Son of Aneinu means what we can't take care of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of, and everything will take care of. He says there's a knetcher over here. Our avodah entails two halakim, entails nistal Hashem Alekeinu and nigel alon el vaneinu. That's the word, that's the nekudah that he says, and it needs a hezba, big hezba, what it means exactly. So let's go back to the nekudah of Ruach HaKodesh, and let's define Ruach HaKodesh. For us, we understand that Ruach HaKodesh is something that is like it's nevuah mitzad, knowing the future. We identify Ruach HaKodesh in terms of nevuah and the beyond and the mysterious v'chul v'chul. It is not the core definition of it, and understanding the core definition will give us a completely different avana in the Inyan. The Rambam's in Zayin Yisrael HaTorah, when he speaks about nevuah, talks about the preparation, how a person prepares himself for nevuah, who's ready for nevuah, how a person prepares himself for nevuah, and so on and so forth. The first dagger, not the dagger of preparing for nevuah, the Rambam says like this, that the person taught himself, learned a lot, was perish midarke ha'am, and so on, umelamed nafshoi shaloitielo machshava klal be'echen ver betelim v'lo mehavle azman betach poloisav. A person's mind cuts itself off from any asik in things that are havli azman, things that are temporal, things that are just part of this world, that's it. Aladaitoi pnuya tomid lamaila is always focusing his machshava lamaila, kshura tachas akise, bound together with the kisa covered, lehovin boisatsuris aktosha toiris, in trying to understand everything there is about the ruchnistic world. In how it manifests itself in the entire world, miyad ruach hakodesh elav. He acquires ruach hakodesh immediately. The Rambam says miyad to distinguish it or to contrast it with later, when nevuah is never an assured process. Nevuah, a person can do everything right and still not have nevuah, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruach HaKodesh is when a person does this, he does it. And then he explains the sensation of the person of HaKodesh. Ube'esha tanuach alava ruach, tis'arev nafshe b'maylas ha-malachim hanikroim ishim. When a person when the person has in himself this Ruach HaKodesh, he becomes like a malach. V'yahofech l'ish'achay becomes an other person. V'yovin b'dayta shenik moshe yoya, he becomes aware that he is different. Eloshenes ala malach shadna chomim, he is greater than all other wise people. K'moshenema b'shol v'snabesim v'nefech l'ish'achay. So the Rambam says Ruach HaKodesh is a process of thinking. It's a specific process of thinking, and it's a process that immediately makes you wise in other people, and a realization that you're different than you were. Those are the hallmarks of Ruach HaKodesh. And I want to try to understand the nekuda that underlies it. Let's give a mashal. We have things in this world that their whole metzius is what it is that they are. Le Marshall, if you take a saw, a regular saw, and you cut wood with it, you notice the steel blade, the sharp edges, and as sharp as the edges are, and as strong as the steel is, that's how well the saw is going to work. That is that's the mahalach of a kli that is completely self-contained. Let's take an electric saw. Electric saw also is made of metal. It also has steel. It also has sharp teeth. If the teeth are not sharp or the steel is not strong, it's not going to work. But it has a way of connecting to something outside of itself that that pours an extraordinary amount of power into it, and it gives it an ability beyond anything that its steel or sharp edges could do in itself. So if we look at an electric saw, we're breaking it on two ifanim. We're able to look at two perspectives. We look at the thing in itself, complete within itself and defined within itself. An electric saw is a regular saw also, and as such it has different attributes depending on its own strength and sharpness. And the second thing is, because it's connected to some force outside, it is able to be vastly greater than what it is. But that's not really its koyach, it's a koyach that it's drawing from somewhere else. That is a mushel of something which is a kli that has both its own surah and its surah mikoyach, whatever it is that is filling it out, and so on. In Yetziras Adam, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in two stages. The first one is, he was Vayitzer, he took Ofer, and he made it into Adam. That is a process that gives Adam his own Tzura as such. In other words, whatever a human being has, including brains and feelings and so on, as it is part of his Tzura as a kli, as a being in his own right, not different than animals, not different than anything else that was created. It is self-sufficient and it's self-defined. He is what he is, with his seichel, with his mitzias, and so on. If I yipach ba'apov, the ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a person is not only the pshat, the first at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him, that was how to make Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam a dimension where by being mechubah to something else, the person is much greater than himself. Let's look at the person himself. A person is a biological being, and if something is disrupted, if the person has a hole in his heart, it is dead. Not different than a Baal Chai. The person mitzad the klisha boy is the same like any other Baal Chai. The person mitzad the fact that he has a vayipach ba'apov, the fact that he has a hose, a wire, something leading to beyond, with that allows for inspiration in him, that makes him as big as, way beyond what he is. His greatness is determined by how much Ruach Chaim is inspired in him. That is the mahalach of Adam's tzura as having the chelek of the kli, which is self-sufficient, and the kli, which is a kli kibble for something beyond. That certainly is true mitzat teichen ha'adam. L'mashal, if I ask a person, if I try to define myself, is this person a good person or not? Chazal speak about umas olam, they say mitukanim shebehem. The ones, there's umas olam that are mekulkolim and mitukanim. There are those that are broken and those that are in good order. A person who does tzedakah, is emes, is helpful, is kind, all of those inyanim are a toiv mitzad atzmam, and they're good. And a person who has those milas is a good person. That is because a person is a kli mitzad atzmoy. He's a chayfetz mitzad atzmoy. A mile yaseira was given to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael can attach itself to something beyond itself. And that is the mila of the second part, where Klal Yisrael has a cord leading outside, that it gets an infusion of power and so on that is beyond itself. That's the second half of Ishmi Yisrael's attributes. in the Olam HaMitzvahs, that's the that's what the Sfasemis means. That an historis Hashem lakenu vanigos donul vanenu. The parts in every single mitzvah lies a chelik that's nigla and a chelik that's nista. If a person asks himself the inyan of fasting on Yom Kippur, it's to bring in hihuri charata, and it's to introspect and to make yourself a better person, and so on. All the inyanim that we can understand and tap into, that's the nigel of every single mitzvah, and that is lanul vanenu. In other words, you describe it in terms of yourself. It makes me a better person. Shefa makes me a better person because it wakes me up to the fact that there's heavenly asman and so on and so forth, and the person should think about his maisim. It brings charada. Every nekuda that a person can be teifis is the niglis of lanul vanenu. I understand it in terms of myself. Giving tzedakah doesn't make me a better person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make me a better person. It makes me a better person because I'm a giving person, I'm a good person, v'cholo v'cholo. That's, so every mitzvah has one dimension that's niglas. Every mitzvah has a second dimension that's nistaris. Where my seichel and understanding finishes, the mitzvah serves as a kli to bring into the person a hashpal that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, not mine. I was once sitting by an Adam God Admoid, Rabbi Dalia Eisman Sheikh. He's the Mashkir Chal Torah from the Ziknei Bala Musa in Yisrael, an Adam God Admoid Al-Anak Shabbat Nakim. And when I was sitting, somebody interrupted, a phone call interrupted it, and he came back in. He was very in the spoil, like, he said, I have to tell you something. He said, when a person sits and learns, the fact that he changes, I always felt was natural. It's natural. The process of learning ails a person, express a mensch, and I'm weary of attributing an extra natural attributes to Torah. He said, but I just had a maaser now, and he told me the teichen, obviously without the facts of people involved and so on, where a person was mushpah in a way that you can't explain it from any natural sibah of his shaykhs with learning. And he said, it's the first time I've seen the chutz mederech hateva of Torah. In other words, anything which is within the realm of, we can understand psychologically, we can understand the process of it, that makes sense in terms of that's ashpa, that's lono vanenu. That which goes beyond it is because bifnim, every mitzvah is a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows for ashpa beyond it. That's true of every mitzvah. It's also true in a general sense of avodah, and that's the pshat in the Rambam. That's the oimek of the Rambam of Ruach HaKodesh. A person's seichel is limited to whatever it is that human seichel as a whole is limited. My grasp of things is within this world. So the grasp of human seichel of mitzvahs is within the context of this world. How does this make me a better person in a way that I understand it? In a way that's part of the mitzvahs. Good people, kind people, careful people, responsible people are better people and make a better world. That's the framework of understanding things within this world. The Rambam says, in the world of understanding, when a person breaks away from that mahalach, when a person stops thinking within this world, about this world, and so on, and he starts thinking about a world beyond, in other words, when I ask myself, I can ask myself two questions. How does matzah make me a better person? And how does matzah allow Shechina into this world? Those are two separate realities. For the person that's within this world, for the person that realities is meat and potatoes, how the Shechina comes in is worthless. It's a false tfisa. all it is simply a tefisa. It's really what he's saying is, how can I make best use of Shechina? That's what he means to say. How can I use Shechina to adorn my home a lot more? That's when a person says, you know, the Shechina should dwell in your homes. He could think of it as kind of an addition to his house. I've got everything in the house. Shechina is missing. I want to add Shechina to it. For the person who has a perspective from Shechina, then he's trying to ask himself, how can I extend Shechina to where it's not? A person is makar of people. A person reaches out to people. So there's a natural tendency. Everybody wants to be part of a large group. He wants to be part of a stronger group. He wants his metzias a lot more confirmed. He wants his metzias a lot more. Everyone should say that this is right, not be part of a fringe group. So I bring more people to Yiddishkeit. I'm thinking of it in terms of how wonderful, not different than every society and group and ideology likes to have many people. It gives you strength, it gives you assurance, it gives you a sense of very powerful acceptability and so on. But a person who goes from the top down says, what a dark, finster world. A person standing and leading a meaningless life. What could I do to draw some chiyus, some oyer into the person of Shema? How can I extend the oyer and the chiyus further? It's two different perspectives, and the person has to live that perspective. If the person's, that's what the Rambam says, if the person's own machshavas are of heavily asman nature, and heavily asman doesn't have to be bad things, but if the person thinks in the practical sense, the world around him, then he's not minuted from it. When the person is menatik himself from it, and his kav machshava is a kav machshava that deals with a yonim dafka, that's when the person becomes of that other world. And those are the holy words of the Rambam, that the person begins to think with, he basically realizes he's a different person. And when we spoke in Ali Shur, we learned about it, too, about what does it mean to become a different person? You can't be what you're not. So we said one Hagdara that he says, which is, it is Emes, but the Rambam is really a much deeper Hagdara. The electric saw, if I ask myself, if I ask somebody, how much wood can you cut with a saw that is this thick and this sharp? So there's an answer for that. And that answer applies to electric saw and applies to regular saw. And the electric saw can't do better than any other saw until you plug it in. When you plug it in, he's all of a sudden a different vehicle. Not because within itself it became chashev, but rather because it opened up, it connected to something way beyond it. That is the metzias of the Eshacha. And that's why he says, the Rambam says he became wiser than all wise people that before him. It doesn't seem to make sense. Let's say I tell somebody that if I do this and this, it'll double my IQ. That's great. But if my IQ was not great to start with, even doubling it might not make it as big as someone else's chachma. If my IQ was 100 and now it's 200, and somebody says 250 IQ, he's still bigger. If Ruach HaKodesh is just a boost to understanding, a person understands better, starker, and so on, it still wouldn't be right to say that every single person of Zohar to Ruach HaKodesh understands better than all Chachamim. I mean, and what about those Chachamim get Ruach HaKodesh? You know, the Chachamim also get Ruach HaKodesh. The Melech was a Chacham and he had Ruach HaKodesh. So, the Teretz is that it is a, it means greater than human. Every electric saws cut better than regular saws, because we're not dealing with a specific inyan. Once I give the saw the ability to tap into power beyond itself, it is greater than metal saws. That because it drew in on something else. That is the pshat in the Rambam Ruach HaKodesh. So Mitzina Lemedim, Ruach HaKodesh is not, the ideas, Hasidus, the way we use colloquially Ruach HaKodesh is not the core definition of it. The core definition of Ruach HaKodesh is that the person receives an injection of Ruach. The Ruach Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected into us is an ability. The word ruach refers to a dynamic flow of air. The chelik of a person that the nefesh is the part. The word nefesh means to rest, like vayinofesh. The part of the person that is neshama-like, kind of, that rests within the person, that resides within the body, that keeps it alive, is it's like still water. It's settled. It's there, and that's all it is. That's residue neshama that's in the person, and it's not coming from someplace else. The chelik of neshama that's called ruach is an ongoing inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inspiration, by definition, is a dynamic process. It's going. It's infusing in the person, and b'meila it's becoming part of mitzias, but it's coming from an outer mitzias. It's where the person becomes bigger because he's able to tap into something beyond himself. That is that process. B'meila, what the Goyen says, that there's toiv and chayim, and ra and mavis, that's what the goyin means. And we asked, why is chayim the opposite of tov, or the different tov? It doesn't quite seem to be. I mean, the two synonyms for very good things. What's the Teretz says toiv is the ultimate good, but the ultimate good is defined within a thing itself. Is this a good kli or a bad kli? Is it strong? Is it weak? That concept of toiv and ra is limited to a description of the thing itself. Chaim allows for something to come in from the outside. Chaim is the force. There is no chaim that's locked into the bria itself. Nothing in this world lives without it being a hemshech of chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the word. So tov is good in the absolute sense, it's great, but everything that's great is limited to itself. Metal, a saw that's great, has X amount of metal, X amount of teeth, and X amount of sharpness, and that's tov. But chayim is where I bring in a force that is completely, that's from outside, and b'meila it's mamshich, something that's greater than that. That's what the Goyen says, the tov and the chayim and so on. The Goyen gives us a whole new insight on the Olam HaMitzvos in terms of Lishma. For us, we've spoken many times, we have a different Mahalach Vavoida than Kadmonim had. For instance, you take a Mesil Sisharim. Mesil Sisharim starts with Zahiris and Zrizis and Nikias and Prishas v'chulu v'chulu. I think Zahiris means not to do any Averis. I think we could spend the rest of our lives on Zahiris. What's the point of having Mesil Sisharim with Prakim leading up to Tchias HaMesim if we'll never get past Zahiris? Nobody is going to get the situation today where he says, yeah, no more Averis, I haven't done any Averis for a year, now I'm going to start Zrizis. So what's the point of learning the whole Mesil Sisharim? It's strange. So it says in the Sefarim that today our Aveda is vertical slices rather than horizontal. In other words, in some inyanim we have zehirus, in some inyanim we have zrius, in some inyanim we have nikius, and at some point we have chasidus as well. That's the way we have it. We can't do it organized from bottom up. That's the mitzvahs of the way. A person can't say, you know, I have a talmudic mind, I think such machshavas, how can I sit and learn? I'll first clear my mind and then I'll sit and learn. It's not going to happen. The person learns, the person davens, the person works on shmirah, the person works on this, and together it comes out. The lishma for us seems to be the epitome of mitzvahs. What do you mean we should do lishma? We're never holding there. If the aveda was kind of from the bottom up straight, you're right. It's not that way today. Today we have to work on every front and win every little battle we can, regardless. In every mitzvah, there are two points addressed by the mitzvah. When I put on talis and tefillin, the first thing I do is I mashpia on myself to become a better self. I meshabit my taivis and my machshavis and my ritzoinis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I control. I put rein. Tefillin is I kind of put reins on myself and my taivis and chulu. talus and tefillin is I wrap myself up in kedusha, and I remember the mitzvahs v'chulah v'chulah. The person himself becomes a better person by those inyanim. That's one part of the avodah. That is the niglas. The lishma is that in every single mitzvah, there's also a kavana for reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one has an akuda in it. Lishma means that the purpose of it lies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the lishma is a designation, like in a karbon. Lishma means Lashem. So every single mitzvah, a karbon has in itself a dimension of, I look and see the way it's being brought in this karbon, and I should be the same, and I deserve to die for chait, v'chulu v'chulu, my personal shivin, lev, and tshuva. And then there's an akuda of lishma that says, and within that, there's an akuda that ties me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the dimension of lishma that we're shayach to. It doesn't mean that we won't have 1,000 shaloi lishmas in mitzvah, and we shouldn't fool ourselves. But it's not. It doesn't, on the other hand, mean that there can't be that nekuda as well. In the big picture, the avodas Hashem includes both. It includes the tikkun of myself and the chibur towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are a few places that the word chayim refers to specifically to Ruach HaKodesh. It says, V'tchi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. So Chazal say, Melamed, that all those years he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, and specifically he had Ruach HaKodesh then. There's a Lashon HaZoyer HaKodesh he brings over here, that he speaks about the kesher of, also about where it is that a person who is that chius is specifically Ruach HaKodesh. In Torah itself, it also says an inyan, and this is the inyan I wanted to address. It says in Chazal that it's a pasuk in Iyov. It says, Le'rabim yechkemu. Iyov talked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering him about Torah, Le'rabim yechkemu uskenim yevinu mishpat. Not many people can understand Torah and mishpat. Ochein ruachu be'enosh. It's a spirit within a person. The Tanchuma adds to it. He says, Le'rabim yechkemu uskenim yevinim mishpat. Le'kol misha isik b'Torah mischakim. Not everybody learns Torah becomes wise. Ruachin ruachu be'enosh. Ala imkein nosam ba'akadosh baruch hu ruach kidei she'rogu b'talmudai. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a ruach that's rogu b'talmudai, which is an extra dimension, and the ruach is a remez, more than a remez, to Ruach HaKodesh. The Maral says, the Maral, when he speaks about, he explains that a person could not fully understand Torah because Torah is a seichel loiki, and he is limited to seichel nushi. The Torah is written from a perspective of divine understanding, and a person's basic understanding is physical. Let's give a mashal, because this is really one of the inyanim that divides a person, an isha maila, from a common person, from a hamoin. Let's say a person is dealing with a teenager. So the person, the wise older person, understands things the way they should understand it. The teenager is crazy. He's got his own way of thinking. It's not rational. And b'meila, the person can say, okay, it's wrong, and he's right in saying that it's wrong, and no good. But it has no connection, that the teenager gets nothing from that, really. Let's say you have an ish chacham who understands what's right and what's wrong, but is able to put himself within the perspective of the teenager. then he's able to talk to him and be mashpia on him. That is one oifin of going downwards. Imagine the same koyach going upwards. I know that I'm a boss of a dumb. Somebody insulted me. Somebody said something to me. I'm upset. I want to get back at him. I don't like him. V'chulu v'chulu. Those are correct understandings from a person's understandings. Let's say I were able to put myself into a mode of sechla loiki, of understanding it from a different perspective, then I would see it differently. And I would be much greater than myself, because I would be part of that sechla, that havana. That puts a very different dimension on it. Then I would become, then I understand Torah from Torah's point of view. To sum up, we sit and learn in yeshiva, and a lot of the learning is not just to get down the halachas and the lamais and so on. The big bulk of it is to try to understand the inyanim of Torah, in halacha, in agada, v'chulu. As long as we limit when there's a definition in the yeshiva world that you come to be mafkei yourself from a balabatish havana, it's not just a mean put down. There's something there. Every one of us is a balabas. A balabatish havana is the havana of me, of a human perception, the way I'm taifis things myself as a physical being. There's a certain tfisa that's innate to humans, because they're humans, they're biological entities, they have a sense of self. That's me. That is a balabatish havana. A teoretic havana requires, the Maharal says, to go and to put myself within the context to try to draw a havana from lamala and look at things with that havana. That is Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is that the person understands things with a seichel that's not his, with a seichel that's beyond his. We can't do it on a permanent level. When you have a computer, every computer is limited to what it can do. If you attach it to a system, it draws on the power of the entire system. A person has two obligations in this world. We have an obligation to make ourselves as selves, as shalom as we can. And that is an avodah within the context of the world. Who we are, what we are, what's the best that we can make of ourselves. And that's an avodah that's shaykh to everybody. That's not a chiddush of anything. That's a person being a good person. But a person has in himself a Ruach Chaim coming from someplace else. Chibi Yisrael Nadas to Klal Yisrael, that they call Tzom Elikim. There's an Aveda. Ruach HaKodesh is not merely, for us today, Ruach HaKodesh is not the Aveda of simply, of going from the very bottom to the very top, but it's a Tarevis. Every single mitzvah carries in itself Toiv and Chaim. Every time we did an Aveira, we're Poigim in the Toiv and in the Chaim. Not every time we're Metakin the Toiv, but we're Metakin the Chaim also. Not every time the person touched on the Nigla of the Aveira, did he touch on the Nistra as well. A person has, when a person is doing the Aveira, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Neroyim, we're Mespal Zachreinu L'Chaim. Chaim means, in this sense, in the sense of being another dimension, avoda means that a person is frustrated by the boundaries of himself. A person can only go so far, a person can only be so much, a person can only understand up to a certain point. We're bound, and as much toiv as we have, but that's all there is. Chaim is the ability to tap into that which is vastly greater than us. it's not a luxury, but that's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a person alive because of the Vayipach Ba'apov. That's what a person is. That's what a person is meant to be. A person is meant to be bigger than himself, but the only way you can be bigger than yourself is if you're mischaber mizdabik. The Rosh Hashanah and this Tkuf of the year is a time when people relive the Vayipach Ba'apov, relive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inspiration of the beyond into a person. It's the zman of it's the zman when a person is metaken not only the Ra and the Toiv but the Chaim and the Mavis. And that whole Indian is the Klal Kuloi of the Zechir L'Chaim. That's the Tfilos.